Welcome to the Podcock PCast. I'm your host, the only Tyler Peacock. Joining me on the program once again from beautiful west side of Columbus, he is Westside Tommy. Jeff, a good new year, my man. Thanks for coming on, by the way.
Yeah, it was very eventful. My son and I go on the porch once the ball drops and we play, is it a gun or is it a firework? And
great game.
Yeah, on the west side, it is a great game, and there's a lot of guns. Some might be semi-automatic. They were popping hard on the west side on New Year's when the ball dropped. But it's great. The New Year's Day, just, you know, sit back, eat food, and watch some games. What did you do?
I went to a friend's house for New Year's. Not a party, really. Just hung out, watched See, I was introduced to Rob Schneider's daughter because they were watching we had the Sunday night game on too, but Elle King's her name. Are you familiar with her game?
No, you have to give me the details. I feel like I know.
Well, I mean, she sung some songs that I had, they had various artists on, but dude, she was slosh drunk. She was slurring.
Oh, are you talking about for the New Year's party on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's his daughter.
Yeah. She was.
Is she from Columbus?
I don't know, but man, she was freaking wasted. I know that. And she kept saying, like, don't worry, it's just water. And then she had like her kid with her at one time. Then she's like, well, you know what? It might actually be brown water in this solo cup. I'm like, oh,
hold
that's
on.
Good,
is she the
parenting.
One that looks like Drew Barrymore, but she got tattoos?
I don't know if she looks like. Well, you didn't say she looks exactly. I guess she would resemble her. Yes, she does have like a neck tattoo, and she had the bottom part of her stomach area exposed.
Yeah, I hate that chick because when I look at her, I think it's Drew Barrymore, like in the new in a new time warp. Yeah, that's her. So that's Rob's daughter.
Yeah, and he was on there, and
really,
and every joke he told. He couldn't land those planes, dude. Just not one laugh was had.
Deuce Bigalow?
Yeah.
Well, so, hey, when you're off the program, I want you to look her up and see if, because I remember hearing that Rob Schneider would stop through Columbus because he had a kid here.
It might be her.
Yeah, unless he's fathering a bunch of kids, which could be. He was the animal. But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. So I did watch what you're watching. Was she with the country count, you know, the country countdown, whatever it was?
Yeah, we kept they kept flipping back and forth to New York because the Nashville one was obviously like on Central Time.
That's what we did, the same thing. Yeah.
So, but
it's not the same with Jenny McCarthy not kissing sailors and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I usually don't watch those, so it was all a little. Well, I haven't since I was a kid. I usually don't watch those kind of programs. I've never been like a huge New Year's Eve, New Year's guy. Always more of a fan of New Year's Day, watching the bowl games, and I don't know. I'm not a crowd guy though.
I know you're not. Would you? Do you like that they still call Dick Clark's rocking New Year's Eve?
I guess I don't have a strong opinion either way. Like I understand why he was an institution for New Year's. So yeah, I get it. Like I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I used to love Dick Clark, and then you know, by the end of it, man, after he had the stroke, he was 2, 4, 3, right, happy New Year. He would just go off and he wouldn't be sequenced with the countdown. It was rough, man. You remember the last few years of Dick Clark?
No. Like I said, I wasn't one that was tuned into that. So
if you ever get a chance, go look at his last few countdowns. It was wild. It's like watching Joe Biden if Joe Biden was doing the countdown. So anyway, what do you got, man? You got some games?
Yeah, we have two college football national championship games. To preview here, the FCS and the college football playoff. Week 18 NFL, probably touch half the games. I didn't go through and look at like the most important playoff implication games. I think we'll cover all of them. And then We'll give out some gambling plays. I have three that I wrote down. I don't know if you have any. And then I don't know. If we run a little long, we might not get to this, but I kind of want to talk a little college basketball at the end. So, but no,
Okay.
we don't have to rush. If we don't get to it, we still got 2 months until March Madness, so we can touch on that thing later. But let's start with the FCS National Championship game. Number one versus number two in the seeding. Montana 13-1 versus number one, 14-0. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, 13.5 point favorites. 49.5 is your total. This is Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, ABC, and it's for the football championship subdivision national title. Frisco, Texas, the soccer venue. That's the only weird part about this game that I kind of don't like. But I'll be a gracious host and throw this game to you first. What's your initial thoughts? You got to lean. You got to play. What do you think?
I like the Jackrabbits. I think they win us back-to-back national titles. I know that you're a fan of the Montana Grizz, and they play good defense. I think their quarterback's not bad. They have talent, but man, this Jackrabbit team, bro, I think they got four or five guys going to the NFL on this team. They are, to me, that they're what North Dakota State was for 8 years. Now it's the Jackrabbits' time. I mean, there's two brother receivers. You put the tight end with the quarterback. Was it Gronkowski or how you say his name?
Gronowski.
Yeah, him. And then you add Isaiah. Is it Davis? Isaac Davis or is that his name? The running back.
Isaiah Davis. Yep.
He's a machine, bro. And then their backup's good. Their defense is so solid. I think this is a game where the line's what, 12 and a half? It moved down from what, 13 or 14?
It's back at the 13.5.
Yeah, I think they win by multiple touchdowns. You can still catch a 12 and a half at the Rivers or here at Hollywood on the west side. I think I'm going to hit it today or tomorrow before it moves because I looked at Caesars. It's already back to 13 and a half. So I'm all over the Jackrabbits. I think they repeat. I think this team could bang with the majority of the teams in FBS, man. I think if they're in the Big Ten, they'd probably be the third, probably the fourth or fifth best team in the Big Ten. What do you think about the game?
Yeah, I kind of had myself talked in the maybe Montana could stick around like after the semifinals, and I was just kind of riding the wave of an exciting overtime win over the Bison that Montana had. So I guess to me, you showed me this, the power rankings. I mean, South Dakota State, if you go to Jeff Sagarin's, I'm sure Bill Conley's numbers probably similar. I mean, this is like a top 25 team in all of college football is South Dakota State in the power
Yeah, you're talking about
rankings.
over what, over 200 some colleges, right?
Yeah, that's FBS and FCS combined. Montana, they're probably like in the 60s or 70s, maybe the 80s. So no slouch. But to me, I was trying to find a path where Montana could keep this close. And it's just kind of the stuff you would think, like, if South Dakota State turns the football over, things of that nature, it gets kind of out of their element. Then they could. I do like a couple players to watch for Montana, and I think they're going to have to play huge if they're going to remotely keep this game close. Freshman running back Eli Gilman, nearly 1,000 yards this year, 950 on the ground, 12 rushing touchdowns. He splits time with an older guy, but the Gilman kid was the freshman of the year in FCS. So I think if they're able to run the football, keep South Dakota State off the field with that good offense you talked about, obviously that's a must for them. Also, Junior Bergen, the kind of Swiss Army knife guy, wide receiver, punt returner, kick returner for Montana. I think he's going to have to play big. McDowell, the quarterback, he's been good. But man, there's some stretches for Clifton McDowell. I mean, he's a big kid, 6'4", 225. He's from Texas, so this is kind of a homecoming of sorts for him. He's got some mobility, he can run. But man, I just don't really trust this guy. If they get in third and obvious situations where they're gonna have to throw the ball, and I think the Jacks tee off. And you mentioned Davis, like they could shorten the game too if they have to. And if it's a low possession game, maybe Montana covers the back door here, but I think the Jacks I would, you know, I'm with you. And I think I would lay the 13.5 right now. If it gets back to 14, if I wait on it, I might try to take a stab at Montana. But right now, I would lock up South Dakota State because I'm with you. I think 14 to 24, 28 point win, depending if Montana takes care of the ball or not, is what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I agree 100% with everything you said, man. I mean, it's just – it's crazy. All these players at South Dakota State, they haven't had transport the portal kids. Mm-hmm. Like these two brothers at receiver, was it – how do you say their names? Janky?
I think it's Janky.
Yeah, whatever. These two kids have been there forever. They both are solid. I mean, the tight end's solid. The two running backs are great. The quarterback is a seasoned vet. He can do it all. And, you know, they schemed up. I know their head coach, who'd been there forever, finally retired, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a new coach this year. But, man, they're just so solid. And I just think as the game goes on, man, they're just kind of like TCU last year and Georgia, where Georgia just was too much for them. I think the same thing. I think this is probably a 17 to 24 point win. But would it shock me if Montana, if they can get some turnovers and control the clock? Yeah, but they struggled with North Dakota State to me, and North Dakota State plays second fiddle to South Dakota State. I think South Dakota State's a 10 point favorite over North Dakota State. So it's you know, I hate that. I'm with you. That stadium in Frisco, it's a soccer field. I hate it. Remember they used to play this game in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And I like Chattanooga Stadium. It's pretty cool. But I hate that field. That field, the turf, the grass is horrible. I remember I had a brother who coached at Youngstown, and they played JMU there, and it just killed their running back, Jody Webb. I mean, if you have a speed guy.
Legend.
Yeah, legend. Jody Webb. Shout out to Jody. But, yeah, it can slow the game down on that field there. Do you think that maybe could help Montana a little bit or not?
I don't know, because it's weird. I kind of like how they do the break. They let these guys go home for Christmas, the way the FCS playoff structure is. But I worry that might lead to some rust for maybe both teams. But I feel like, you know, Montana, maybe if they could ride the momentum of getting back to the final and play the game the next week, I think that could have been more beneficial than not. One more thing.
Well, that's what happened to Youngstown State. They lost because they didn't keep playing, yeah.
Yeah, one more thing I'll mention about Montana. Like, defensively, under Bobby Houck, they've been outstanding. And that's no different this year. But, man, when they've gotten the playoffs, they gave up 19 to Delaware, 28 to Furman in an overtime win, and 29 to North Dakota State in an overtime win, double overtime win. So, as they're getting to play some teams they're not so familiar with, non-conference games, obviously, their defense a little leaky. But Montana, they do have some offense to kind of combat that a little bit this year. So I don't know. Maybe I don't want to put that out. Maybe I take a stab on Montana's team total, or maybe like a first half line. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so hard because they're not going to give you that much on sports books with the FCS. They're going to give you the line. They're going to give you the over-under, and basically that's it. Now, I did see over at Caesars today cashing a couple tickets over Cider Downs. You can move the line for this game over there. So if you would want to move maybe South Dakota State down to 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, or move Montana up to 20, if you're doing some teasers this week, Caesars definitely will let you tease this game on the app and at the book.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. All right.
Yeah, but I'm on the Jackrabbits. I'm putting that bet in today, probably.
Yeah, I will likely tail that as well. All right, let's go to Monday night, 7:30 Eastern time, ESPN, the College Football Playoff National Championship game. Number one versus number two, both teams 14-0. Number two, Washington, going up against number one, Michigan. Wolverines, 4.5-point favorites. Total, 55.5, 56 range here. I mean, real quick, I know last year's semifinals were good, but I kind of thought, and maybe it's because my team won this year, I thought both the semifinal games were unbelievable, compelling, great. Great games to watch on news. Just your thoughts, a little quick recap of what you thought of the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, if you got any.
I thought both the game, I thought the fan bases were amazing for both games, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Great fans. I think the competition level was very high, very entertaining. There was some rust on both, on all the teams. There were some trick plays that didn't look crisp. There were some, I mean, they're off 3 weeks, but for overall, just, I think I'm hearing everybody say this too. When I've been at the sports book, guys at work or just friends and family, everybody was really, really enjoyed the two games. And I thought we all would enjoy the games going into it because they felt like great matchups. So I think, yeah, I think the playoffs are definitely a success, the semifinal rounds. And I'm looking forward to this game. I think Michigan's probably the right side, man. Is there a way that Washington can cover again or win this thing? Because they're the underdogs once again.
Yeah, there definitely is. I think you got to look at just the offense first for the Huskies. I mean, those three receivers, I don't know, Michigan's faced Ohio State the last few years and comparable position groups, right?
Yeah, I would say this is the best receiving corps in the nation.
I would too. And I think at this moment, you know, I thought Penix should have probably won the Heisman, but I mean, I understand why they gave it to Daniels. I mean, the stats were insane, but like if you factored everything in, what the guy meant to his team, what they accomplished, you know, I think Penix and if Oregon would have got over that hump and beat them and got to the playoffs, I thought Penix and Nix were kind of the two guys that got snubbed. I'm not a big Heisman guy, but that's just my thoughts. But yeah, Washington's offense, of course, could keep them in this game, win this game, make it a track meet, make Michigan go shot for shot for them. Also, you know, Washington's defense, you look at it, the stats aren't, you know, they're not terrible. But, you know, I think they're like 44th in Conley's numbers and defensive S&P. But, dude, I'm telling you, that unit, they might not be the biggest up front, but, man, they play hard. And, you know, physicality-wise, they can match teams' physicality. I thought they did a pretty good job against Texas. In a sense, I thought Texas kind of – Sark got cute, didn't you? Feel that way. I thought, you know, they were averaging 7 yards a carry. I thought they could have leaned a little more in that run game. But Sark, that's kind of his DNA. He likes to dial stuff up and throw the ball down the field and stuff like that. So, but yeah, this isn't, I don't have any confidence. Well, that's a lie. I'm not cocky. I could see this game going either way, you know, at first blush. So, and I've had a few days to process it and look into it a little bit. So, definitely, I think right now the two best teams in the country, maybe the two best, most consistent teams all year long. Washington, just about every win they've had since October has been by one score. And some people might say that's luck. I think you start winning that many games that tight in a row, that's a skill. I think, you know, it's no longer luck, it's a skill. So, yeah, this is a chess match that, of course, I'm looking forward to watching Monday.
Yeah, there's so many good players in this game. Is the running back for Washington playing? Or?
Well, his x-rays were negative, so I would expect him to do everything they can to get Dylan Johnson out there, and I would expect him to give it a go at least. To what percentage, you know, is he going to be at? I don't know. Usually in these games, especially if my team's winning or playing in these games, I just fully expect the other team's guys to kind of be at their best. You know what I mean?
What about the cornerback who got hurt at the end of the game for Washington?
I did not do any research on that.
Yeah, he came down pretty bad. I think the right side, if you're wagering, I'd say Michigan finds a way. I think it just feels like it's their year. But that doesn't mean shit to Washington because they have their own story, their own narrative. Their coach is a great coach. We've talked about him. Honestly, if Michigan wasn't playing, you probably would be rooting for Washington, wouldn't you?
Oh, if this was Washington, Alabama, or Washington, like in a different universe, Washington, Georgia. Yeah, absolutely. I've loved Washington. Well, you have too.
I think
we've liked the squad the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, they're one of our favorite teams. We love betting on them, and we just love watching them play.
Yeah,
this is going to be a great game. I just I don't know if. Because Penix played against Michigan when he was at Indiana, had a big game. You told me it was during COVID. That was a different Michigan team. So, but he's played Big Ten football. That's not going to bug him at all.
No.
And he has so much confidence right now. I do worry about him throwing a couple interceptions because he throws a great deep ball, probably the best in the college football.
Definitely.
But I'm worried that Michigan's cornerbacks will make him pay once or twice on these deep balls. Because he'll throw some up there and let these kids go get it. And your Michigan team has some players, Bub. What's the one cornerback, the lockdown dude you have?
Will Johnson.
Yeah, that dude's a man.
Yep.
That dude's a man. So I honestly, as a prop bet, it's like -200 for him to throw a pick. I think he throws one pick, maybe two. Two picks is +2 something on what, depending on what book you're on. I think that'll be the difference in the game. If Penix throws no picks, I think Washington wins. If Penix throws the interception, they will lose. And that's the stat I'm watching for the game.
Yeah, I look at, you know, I don't think it's like plug and play, but I do think Michigan's probably I don't think they're going to be as aggressive with their pressure as I was against Alabama. And I love that they came out aggressive against Alabama. I thought
amazing, that first quarter.
Well, I felt like that's how you had to play Milroe, because they take deep shots, and you got to kind of keep him contained in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spy and let him pat the ball.
No, and you complained about that with
Georgia.
With Georgia. That was Georgia's downfall, yeah.
Georgia double spied, and I just couldn't believe that Georgia of all teams would just kind of
man up.
I call them bitches or cowards, but I mean that was just kind of like an underdog's game plan. You're Georgia, like send pressure, like get in these guys' face, and they didn't. So I was glad Michigan did that. I think you kind of take a similar approach with Penix, even though their offensive line, they won the Joe Moore. Their two tackles are really good. I think their center's really good. I do think their guards, and they work well as a collective, I do think their guards against our defensive tackles could be a matchup that Michigan can exploit and push the pocket and get Penix uncomfortable. But I don't think we're going to rush extra men as much in this game, because the last few years when we've played Ohio State, and that's like the only comparison offensively, Maryland to a certain extent with Talia, but with Ohio State the last couple of years, we've kind of set back in a two deep shell and just kind of, you know, we do some match coverages when we need to, but we've kind of just kept everything in front of us. And I think that's going to kind of be the look that
make him beat you, not just throwing deep balls and getting off. He's going to have to extend drives.
Well, I think it's kind of, again, going back to Ohio State, I think it's, you make them be efficient. And I think Michigan's going to give up yards from the 20 to the 20.
Bimba don't break. Okay. Yeah,
from the 30 to the 30. But then it starts getting down the red zone. It starts getting tight. Maybe that's when you switch it up. You bring a pressure every once in a while. Try to knock them out of field goal range. Try to make them force a mistake. You mentioned an interception or whatever, like something like that. And basically, I think that's kind of the game plan they're going to come into with or come into this game with. But I don't know. Anytime I think I have this Michigan defensive staff like pinned down and have an understanding of what they're doing, they always bring something new to the table.
Well, this is the old Rick Minner's kid that calls the plays, right?
Yeah.
Great coach and coordinator at Cincinnati. And his kid, they're doing a hell of a job. Yeah, they're keeping everybody guessing every game. I like what Michigan's doing. I do like Washington's offensive line. They're big.
They are
big. To me, they're one of the better offensive lines. It's probably gonna come down to Washington's defense too. Can they man up and stop Corm and stop JJ and I just
that's
I don't
that's
know,
one
man.
Thing. That's one thing I told you the other day. I want to see a McCarthy. He had three design runs against Alabama.
Yeah.
I want to see double that in this game.
You might see that.
I mean, yeah, there's no DeMar. I just think, you know, I'm not saying he's Michael Vick or.
No, but you saw the one he did. I mean, he looked good.
Yeah. And we've saved that all year. I don't think we've ran. I think that was a counter bash keep with the QB. I think we've saved that all year. We've ran some counter bash, but he would carry out the fake, put that on film. We saved it for the right moment. But I mean, it's just, you got to use his athleticism. The month off clearly helped a lot of these guys for both sides, because I think Washington feels like they're as healthy relatively as they've been all year, and certainly the same with Michigan. So, but yeah, I would look for Michigan to kind of, you know, not blatantly, but we're a team that don't get too, you know, we're not a tempo team offensively. We still huddle, you know. We do a lot of motion, a lot of pre-snap, window dressing stuff, and bleed the play clock. So I think if we're able to run the ball efficiently, yeah, that's going to be a problem for Washington, in my opinion. And you alluded to that point. Like, can Washington stop Corum in the run? So
I can see a lot of scenarios. To me, I could see Michigan winning by 2 touchdowns. I could see Washington winning the game straight up.
Yeah.
I can't give an actual play on the game, but I'll tell you the props that I like. I like your receiver to catch a touchdown again. He's such a great value every week.
Roman Wilson. Yep.
Yeah, he's plus 140 on some books to catch a touchdown. I love that. Corum to score 2 touchdowns, plus 100 even. Some books have it plus 110. For him to score 3 is plus 400 to plus 500. I would be willing to bet him score 2 touchdowns just because Washington. Yeah, Washington. I mean, look last week. I mean, Texas scored a couple of touchdowns rushing. So, yeah, I would take Corum for 2 touchdowns. I would take Roman for a touchdown. I think there could be 3 field goals in this game. It's plus 118 for over 3 field goals. You know, they got a great kicker in Quasimodo, the ugliest kicker in the world. That kid is ugly. Can we say that? Gross? And it's fitting, his name's Gross, because the kid is gross. I look at him and, oh, gosh, they need to put a blur on his face, man. But the kick and kick, and, of course, your kicker, plus 118 over 3.5 field goals. I think that might be a spot. I think Michigan's team total is 30.5. What do you think about that? Because the over under 55, I kind of like this thing going over somehow.
Yeah, I think it's going to hit right around that range, 35 to like 27 points for Michigan.
Yeah, so you're probably going to have to sweat that 30, but man, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Because the last two games that you've played in, you've only been a 23.5 has been your team total. Mm-hmm. So they upped you a touchdown. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the special teams too. Gosh, like I'm hoping that was just like
one blemish.
Yeah, the rust. Like, yeah. I'm not acting like this has been the best special teams year for Harbaugh since he's been to Michigan. It's usually been rock solid since he's got there, and this year has been no different. I think Conley had us fourth in S&P special teams going into the Rose Bowl, and you're just like, oh, we shouldn't have to worry about that. But yeah, we've made some gaffes, obviously, on the special teams and got away with it. So I'm hoping, you know, we're back into a rhythm. I like that the game's just a week after the semifinals, because in years prior, what, you're waiting 9, 10, 11 days, you know, for the championship game. So I kind of like that this is, in a sense, like a game week, you know what I mean? Like, practice schedule wise and things of that nature. But I don't hate the field goal prop you like, because I think if you're leaning Michigan, I think they're gonna have to force, like I said earlier in the preview, I think they're gonna have to force some red zone stops, whether that's turnovers or just holding this Washington offense to 3s instead of 7. So I like that. Plus Michigan, that we've stalled at least once or twice all year in every game in the red zone or the fringe red zone and had to take 3. But so I like that one. I like your field goal prop. I like what you're sniffing out there.
Well, I think most games, you know, almost every game in football, college or pro, probably in high school when it's two competitive teams, it comes down to four or five plays.
Mm-hmm.
So what team's going to make the four or five plays? Michigan made them against Bama. Did Michigan blow their load against Alabama? Was that the big win? And will they take maybe Washington lightly, or is this Harbaugh's time, Michigan's time? Because it feels like it's their time, but you know, maybe they thought that win was huge. Washington doesn't care, man. They're going to come in and give it all they got.
Yep.
I'm really intrigued to see how this unfolds, you know, because Michael Penix is, you know, such a special player. I like their coach. You know, their coach was a champion. What division? What do you say? It was NIAI or Division Two or Three?
Yeah.
Won multiple championships, didn't he? So this guy can coach, man. His offense coordinator is great. Michigan's got a bunch of great coaches. And you know, this just feels like a great game. I hope it's a great game. I hope your team wins. I don't know. I don't know if Washington's going to get blown out or if they're going to pull this off. So, gun to the head, I say Michigan finds a way.
Yeah.
But man, Michigan's got to play good. But if Michigan can control the clock, can control the, you know, if they can run the ball and actually score in the red zone, Washington's going to have to play perfect to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even need to make a prediction.
No, you don't.
There's no way my team's getting to one.
You can be Herbie, man. Herbie never makes predictions on the game he calls.
There's no way I'm not picking Michigan. I mean, I'm not a homer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I kind of am, but like, it's just, I'm not going to be that guy. It's like, well, you know.
You know where the money's at on this game right now?
I don't. I assumed it was tilted towards Michigan because I think they popped this thing at 4.
Yeah.
And it's 4.5, but I don't know if it's crazy.
Well, I've seen it hit 5 and then get hit back down. So, like you said, Washington's played in a bunch of these close games, and they've been the dog every time. They get disrespected every time. Now, I know this is power rankings that are making the lines, but
I'm on the Action Network.
Yeah, what they got?
They got this is just bet percentage.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for the premium, so
no need to do that.
But 72% of the wagers are on the Huskies right now, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is something to monitor. That's kind of the reason I thought.
Yeah.
I thought we could do some things against Alabama too. I didn't think it was classic Alabama, but me and you talked about that last week during the
podcast. You don't want to be on the side of Joe Public in these kind of games.
No, not when there's a ton of action on them in these big college games.
If I had to guess, this game will probably go. I don't know, 60, 65, 35, maybe 60, 40. I think this will be a little bit closer. The Bama was crazy. I know at Hollywood, they said 80% of the handle was on Bama.
Well, and it. I don't know. You pay attention. I pay attention. I don't know how closely people pay attention. Like right before kickoff, the line went back to 2.5 or went to 2.5 in favor of Michigan.
That was a head nod.
Yeah, that was the sharps. The professionals out there holding their cards to the last minute and getting the best line value.
I had a couple people that bet Bama, and they said they saw that and they knew they're in some sticky water.
Yeah, you never feel good when you place an early pre-flop bet and it starts going against you.
Yeah.
Right before the kickoff or the tip off, whatever sport you're betting. So all right, man, let's move to the final week of the National Football League's regular season. Let's start with the two Saturday games, 4:30 Eastern time, ABC/ESPN. AFC North Showdown, Steelers at the Ravens. Pittsburgh 3.5-point favorites, 35 is your total. I mean, they're doing it again. They're dangling. I want to take this hook initially, but I think you got to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. I think they're doing that on purpose. Is Lamar playing? I guess that's kind of the question you got to ask yourself with the Ravens. Like, they don't have anything to gain. They already got the one seed locked up. Pittsburgh's fighting for their lives. So to me, Steelers and I guess gun the head, soft lean towards laying the 3.5, but I hate it. What do you think here?
Well, if you're on the Steelers win, and now if they win, are they automatically in, or do they
I think they need help.
Okay. If you're betting the Steelers, I live bet them if they're down. If you're on the Steelers, live bet them if they're down. If you give over three, three and a half or four, or take the money line and do a two-team parlay with whatever else you like on the board this weekend. That would be the way. I'm not doing laying 3.5, but hell, Vegas might. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get you on the hook here. It feels like a lot of these games are sneaky just because you know that a lot of teams maybe have nothing to play for, or maybe they locked up a spot. I know that the Ravens, you know, they've talked about how when they've had when Lamar's had a couple weeks off before and they look like shit and they got housed at home in the playoffs, I think they're going to play some of their starters, man. I really do. Yeah.
Well, here's my thing.
But will they call them off in the second half when it matters? Because you know this game's always tight. You love betting this game, whoever the dog is.
Oh, especially if you give me a hook.
And you like the under 40 always, don't you?
Well, the 35 and a half is pushing it. But if they threw a 38
or on a live bet, get a four under 42 or 40, yeah. 41. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you, though. Like, that's a good jumping off point. Like, I think San Francisco, my Niners are going to do the same damn thing. We'll get to that game later.
Yeah.
But I don't really like, I get the risk. Like, you'll get crucified if your fucking best player gets hurt in the final regular season game. But dude, I don't know if I like the 2 week break.
No, how many times have you seen these teams that have
Colts? You know, I always look back at the Colts with Peyton Manning.
Oh, well, Big Ben's done it multiple times where he ran the gauntlet twice with the Steelers.
Well, I'm saying you already have everything locked up.
Yeah.
You take that final regular season week off with some guys, and then it's essentially two bye weeks back to back, or two.
Yeah,
weeks
that's what it is.
Back.
Yeah,
and it just kind of
kills the mojo. It doesn't matter if you're the one seed.
Yeah, just little and rust home field, sets in. Little
does home field advantage really matter, Tyler? In pro, to me, it doesn't. These aren't kids.
Depend like.
Maybe KC. Cold wise or something.
Watch KC go on a run again, but like,
yeah,
I do think them at Arrowhead's different.
Really?
Yeah, just because that crowd's insane. It's always
cold. They are. It's a great crowd, great stadium, great acoustics.
It's colder than hell.
But a lot of these stadiums, I don't. It's not like college. College is different. High school's different. A lot of those kids aren't developed. These are grown athletes. These are men. These are professionals. Because you'll see teams that get in as a wild card and make a huge run. And that's what I was talking about, Big Ben. I watched Big Ben two or three times take a team in the wild card and either make it the championship game or the Super Bowl, you know? And we're going to find out about Lamar and their team because right now they look like the best team in the NFL. They got all the right pieces with all the right answers. But, man, his record and I'm devil advocate, his record in the playoffs isn't good.
Yeah.
And if you let the Steelers in, that's the last thing you want to do. Ask the Steelers when they Browns beat them and then they beat them again in the playoffs a couple years ago. You don't want to let a team from your own division in. So
that was kind of Lamar is officially out. I just looked.
Oh jeez.
But that is one thing I kind of thought maybe coming into this week. Like, did the Ravens just try to fuck the Steelers and take them out? Like,
well, I would. Because you got the Browns and the Steelers maybe get in. I mean, that's
two teams that know you better.
And Joe was your old quarterback. Here's the thing. Mason Rudolph, they made the decision when they lost three in a row, the Steelers did, that they were like, fuck it. We're going to put Mason Rudolph in. And I'll tell you what, he has a big arm like Joe Flacco. They're going to throw some bad balls, but they can outthrow coverage, man. He threw a pass against Seattle last weekend, man, and he was getting hit, and he just laid it out. Right, I think Pickens caught it.
He did.
Just not a lot of quarterbacks have an arm to do that. But Mason has to stand upright. He's not a slasher. He's not going to run.
No.
But man, I mean, this could save their season. And you know, Mike Tomlin does it again. No losing seasons in 17 years. Unbelievable. I used to always give the credit to Big Ben, but now I got to give Mike credit, man. You know, it's pretty remarkable what he's done there. So, yeah, I think that's a tight game. If you're on the Steelers, I'd take the money line, a two-team parlay, find your favorite college football game, hockey game, or NFL game, or national championship prop, and slide it with there. If you're on the Ravens, you know, good luck with that one.
All right, we'll stay on Saturday night, the second game this week in 8:15 on ABC, AFC South. show down here. The Texans at the Colts.
Houston. Oh, big game. Big
yeah,
game.
Houston. Houston 1.5 point road favorites. 47.5 is the total. I'm interested in where you're at with this one.
Well, what's the scenarios for them to win? If the Jaguars lose and the one that wins it?
Yes.
Is that how the scenario is?
Would take the, I believe, the 4 seed, the last division winner seed.
Yes. But if the Jags win and the winner of this game would be looking for help?
No, I think the winner of this would just slide into a wild card spot.
I have no idea about the scenarios.
Probably be the 6 or 7 because I think Cleveland's pretty much locked into.
They're locked in. Yeah.
Well, to the 5, so they would get the worst division winner seed in that 4 or 5 game. So I think, you know, the winner of this would probably be the 6.
So Stroud's playing
6 or 7. Yeah. Yes, he is.
And against Gunnar Minshew, right?
Well, it's Gardner, but same thing. It's the same thing.
Gunnar, Gardner. Yeah, he might be Garrett by the end of the program. I don't know, man. I you threw this one at me. To me, this is a 50-50 coin flip, isn't it?
Yeah. Noah Brown, the wide receiver for the Texans, out.
Okay. Noah Brown's out.
Zach Moss, questionable. That's the 2 big injury reports.
Okay, and then, of course, what's his name? Tank Dell's out for the year, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
this is a dogfight, bub. Yeah, I have no – I want to watch this game because these are two young coaches, two new coaches. How good have they been this year, both these coaches, to put their teams in this situation? Pretty awesome.
Well, I think you got to give – regardless of what happens in this game, I think you got to give Texans – their front office, all the credit in the world. Because a lot of people was just like, man, why would they trade back in and take Will Anderson? They could have just took him number one overall. I'm like, you got to get a quarterback. And they got the right guy so far out of this draft class. And Will Anderson's been unbelievable. So yeah.
They got a double dipper.
They did.
Yeah, and they were so bad for the last 5 years, right? 4 years, well, 3 years since Deshaun left. You're right. Their front office, kudos to them. And then what about the Colts, man? They got rid of that bum coach.
Frank Reich.
I hate that guy. And then he gets fired from Carolina. I should never even got the job. But anyway, and then this guy from Philly, you know, he looks like he might have been some of the magic for the Super Bowl run last year, the head coach.
Yeah,
so,
he does.
Yeah, I don't know. This probably comes down to turnovers and all the good stuff, man. Field goal makes and
well, here's where I'm at with this game.
Okay, you have an angle.
I worry that everybody's on the Texans.
Okay.
And I worry that, you know, this is the first kind of like all the games in the NFL are big, but this is the first big game for a rookie quarterback
who
just came back off a concussion last week. A division rival in their home stadium. I kind of think the Colts pull us out somehow. And I don't I think the Colts have massively overachieved, maybe more than, I mean, the Texans are in that conversation.
Oh, they did. They did.
But they massively. Did. They've duct tape, bubble gum, shoestring this thing together. And they could be 10-7 in a playoff team when we're looking at the games next weekend or next week.
Well, the thing with. Did they split their regular season games?
Well, I mean, this is the second one, so.
Sorry. The first one went to the Colts beat them down there, didn't they?
I am trying to look back.
Yeah, I think they beat them down there. If I have to guess, I think they beat them down there.
I feel like, 31-20.
Yeah.
That was, the second game of the year? For them, second week two, way back.
Wow,
in September.
That long ago. As a wager, as a handicapper, I hate spreads that are 1, 1.5. Basketball, football, I don't bet them. But yes, because what happens in these 1, 1.5s, it could go down to the last field goal or a 2-point conversion, or one of these teams could get their ass kicked. There's no meat on the bone. I'm an underdog better anyway, so I will definitely watch this game. I like your angle with the Colts. But man, I just think this game is crazy.
Well, it's just, like I said, I just looked too.
Yeah.
Not 90% of the wagers are on the Texans right now.
Yeah, see, and that, as a contrarian, I think you and I would like getting the Colts on a live bet if we could catch some points, 3 or 4 points maybe or
exactly.
More.
Exactly. Yeah. That's I think that's the angle. Not unless it starts, you know, if the Colts get flipped back to the favorite and some money jumps in on them before the game's Saturday night, then
all bets are off.
Yeah, I won't be on it. But as of right now, if it sticks where it's at,
yeah,
I kind of lean Colts in this situation. But that I don't love the play, so.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy because the Jaguars look like they're dead and they're still hanging in there. So can the Jags find a way to win? But if it's crazy. Yeah, two good games to watch with implications on Saturday. I like it.
Yep. All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Battle for Ohio, Part 2, Browns at the Bengals, CBS 1 Eastern Time. Bengals 7-point home favorites, 37.5 is the total.
Let's just pass on this game. It means nothing. Let's just pass on it.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I think you take the points here, though.
But what? With the Browns?
Yeah, I know they're holding Flacco out, but I mean.
Bro, that's 7-8. It feels like murder.
But it's still Jake Browning. Like, he's kind of come back down to earth a little bit. And Cincinnati's eliminated. They don't have anything to play
for. Yeah, but I think when the line's 7 or 8 on it feels like bloody murder. A lot of these lines feel like murder. Gun to head, I leaned into the Bengals.
Okay.
I'm not being disrespectful about this is your program. My thing is, I'd rather talk about college basketball than some of these games that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's rush through these and you stop me if you got anything.
Yeah, let's do that.
Vikings at the Lions. I like the Lions -3.5 here.
And what are they playing for anything?
No, but I think Dan Campbell's insane, and he's pissed off at how last week ended.
Hey, I don't hate that because if there was gonna be a guy that would be like that, it would be that.
Yeah, that's why. And you saw what the Vikings did last week in a must win. They're just trying to get to Cancun. So, I think the Lions blow them out. I think Dan Campbell could He could dress this pig up like, hey, we got momentum going into the playoffs. We just blew out a division rival. We're heading in with, full steam ahead. So
who's the Vikings going to throw a quarterback? Because they play musical chairs. They start the one kid, then they bench him at halftime last week.
You got to start Mullins. He's Mullins or Dobbs. That's your two best options. They're not great, but Jaren Hall ain't it.
As a handicapper, I can't give a lot of picks out this week because
I hate the first week and the
last I'll be week. Honest. Yeah, the first week and the last week. Yeah, you're right. But I'll be honest. If you're doing a crazy 7-8 teamer, move up a point or two on all these bad teams because usually I think that's what happens. I think the bad teams usually win out this week. So go ahead. Yeah, I'd honestly probably take the Vikings and move it up to 4, 4.5, but I'm not betting the game.
All right. How about this? Another 1 o'clock game, NFC South. Falcons at the Saints. Saints a 3-point favorite.
All right. This one's not bad because the Saints got to win their division, right?
Saints got to win. Falcons could play spoiler, but they're dead. I like the Saints here at home, but 3 in a division game, kind of, I guess, customary point spread here, but I think this is Saints all day. How about you?
I mean, if I was doing a parlay, like a money line parlay, I'd probably take the Saints money line and strap it to whatever else I like.
Yeah.
They had to win last week, and they look good against the Buccaneers. They pretty much shit on the Buccaneers for 3 quarters.
I was on that.
Yeah, you were.
On the flip side, they go to Carolina. Only a 4.5-point favorite, though.
Yeah, I think I have a future, I have a future on the Buccaneers to win the division 8-1. I don't think you get to cash the 8-1 because they were the last team with the odds. Even the Panthers were ahead of them with the rookie quarterback. How insane is that? So I think I'm on the wrong side here. I think the Saints win. I think the Panthers actually beat the Buccaneers.
I can see that. Baker got dinged up last week in that game.
Well, I can't bet these. These games are horrible. I want the Buccaneers to win, and I like what Baker's done. And he had a rough week last week, but for overall, he's done great. Derek Carr's starting to play a little bit better. His completion and accuracy last week was really good. They have weapons, man. I hate their coach. I think he's a loser. But they're talented, man. So do they have to win, and they need the Bucs to lose?
Yeah.
Okay, so. That could happen. So if you're on that angle, I would take the Saints money line or move it to 2.5. You just don't know what you're getting with the Falcons. They play musical chairs with quarterbacks. They're horrible in the red zone. But they could be spoiler. I mean, you don't want to play a division team in the last game. Ask last year the Packers when the Lions took them out, and they went ape shit. That was their Super Bowl. So yeah, I'm not betting this game. I think the Saints win and the Buccaneers lose, but who knows? It could go the other way around.
Well, next game, speaking of the Packers, I got an interesting team coming to them.
Yeah, NFC this is my North, favorite game of the week right here to bet.
NFC North showdown, the Bears at the Pack, 4:25 Sunday on CBS. Green Bay 3-point favorites, 45 is your total. Well, I'll give it to you here. What do you got?
I like the Bears to win straight up. Yeah,
they're a little feisty right now. I don't hate it.
They're playing good football. Their problem is they just don't have enough games to get in right now.
No.
Yeah, and that running back, he's been hurt all year, nicked up. He's running good.
Herbert.
I honestly like him to score a touchdown. I'm seeing plus 120 or 130 on some books. I like Herbert for a touchdown this week. Of course, Moore, if you're playing a receiver, you got to play Moore or play the tight end.
Come out.
Yeah. I think Moore would be the guy leaning towards Moore. But I think Herbert's the play for a touchdown. And then, of course, Fields is plus 160, 170 for a touchdown. He's always playing the game. But I think if you can get the Bears over 3.5, I like 4, but you're going to have to pay a little juice, probably like 140 on the juice. I think 4, you're in a good spot. But I think they can win the game straight up, kind of be like the Lions. Because the Packers, I do like what they're doing, and I do think they're a scary team offensively. It's the Packers, man. You know, maybe if they get in, I like them. But the receiving corps banged up. I think Reed got hurt last week, didn't he? But maybe Watson's coming back and Reed's out, so it's kind of like musical chairs with their receivers. Their tight ends played really good, too. The kid that came in for Musgrave, what's his name?
Yeah, he's a rookie. I forget his name. He had a huge game against the Vikings.
He's been playing. He's a great prop guy. You can get him at 3.5, 4 catches every week. Kraft, that's his name, Kraft.
Tucker Kraft, yep.
Tucker Kraft. I like the Bears and the points. If I can get 3.5, 4 on a live bet, I would love anything over 4. I think it goes down the wire, and if the Packers are going to get in, do they need help too if they win?
The Lions already have the division cinch.
Yeah. So I'm saying they're playing for the last spot, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah. I like the Bear and the points. What do you think?
I don't hate it. I kind of like the way Green Bay's been playing, but
the way they're playing.
But I think they're going to be too public for me to lay 3. I would do maybe the opposite of what you're doing, and hope for the Bears to get out to that early advantage.
And then get the back door with the Packers?
Yeah, manipulate the line. Because Green Bay historically owns Chicago over the last 30 years, it seems.
They do.
I guess I'd kind of be leaning into that trend, but I'm not betting this pre-flop.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it just feels like last year when they tried to get in last year and the Lions shut the door on them.
Yeah.
And they usually dominate the Lions, too, with Aaron Rodgers and Favre. Yeah. So I just... Hey, it wouldn't shock me if the Packers win and then their exciting team maybe to bet on the first week, but I'll take the Bears in the 4.
All right. I put Rams at Niners, but I mean, both teams are in. So
the Rams are automatically in, right? What a big year for them. And I laughed at them. Every year I laugh at a team out of your division.
You know,
and last year we laughed. Remember last year I laughed at the Seahawks? And this year I laughed at the Rams win total at 6.5.
You know who didn't laugh?
You.
This guy. This guy said Sean McVay's not done.
I thought he was done.
Stafford's not done. Now I didn't see Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams.
And Williams. That's why they're great, isn't it?
Well, they got the running game back. Like,
and then they get their boy Cooper back.
Yeah, but when McVay has a running game to just do all his play action and all this crazy offensive stuff that he's so good at.
Pretty good play caller, isn't he?
Yeah. Also, Purdy's shut down for this game. It's going to be Sam Darnold. I hate that we're giving guys time off. Like you'll have a week.
I think Purdy needs to play every game.
So do I. Like, I understand McCaffrey's going to be out. Yeah. He kind of tweaked the groin last week. That's fine.
Who are the Rams throwing out there?
Oh, I think they might be able to move up a seed line here.
Really?
With a win. Yeah. Maybe. No, they wouldn't. Yeah. Is this
a stay away from, or is there any advantage here?
You know what? Here's my advice to the people out there. Stay the fuck away from this game. Cooper Kupp's out. Kyron Williams out.
Yeah, I don't want any.
This line's came down 3 points. It opened at 7. It's down to 4. Just stay away. Shanahan owns McVay, but whatever. Like this, throw all those out because this game. Who knows who's playing? What's it matter?
How about this though? How about maybe a prop bet for what's your backup, Mason
Sam Darnold.
No, I'm talking about running back, a touchdown prop.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be Mason or the other kid that played last week that scored a touchdown for you guys? The kid that kept getting hurt.
Could be Mason.
No, but who's the other kid? The other kid that he's always there, but he always gets hurt, and he scored last week for you. I can't think of the top.
I'm having a brain.
Yeah, I just can't. He's always hurt. Your backup running back, he's always banged up, but last week he got one in there. I don't know. I think maybe there's an advantage there for one of your guys to score, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, because you'll get them at, I don't know, they'll probably juice them up because whoever
they will starts, juice them up. That's what I'm thinking.
But if you get them at plus like 110 or 120 or 130,
it's Mitchell.
Mitchell. That's him. Elijah Mitchell. Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell. Yeah.
Was he from Louisiana?
Yes.
Yeah, some good running backs from Louisiana.
Sunbelt kid.
Yeah. So maybe that's an angle I'd look at, but I'm with you. A lot of these games are just – the way I feel about this week is the way I felt about the first week of the bowl games. Mm-hmm. We're kicking a dead mule. But I do think the Bears have some value. After that, I could care less, man.
All right, final game. This game does mean something. It's for the AFC East Division crown.
Okay,
Sunday
yes.
night, Bills at Dolphins. Winner gets the AFC East. If the Bills lose and some crazy shit goes against them, I think they could be out.
They are.
So it's easy, it's square, but lock up the three. I'll lay the points at the Bills. I mean, Miami, their two best pass rushers are gone. Chubb got hurt last week. Tua, he's nicked up. Tyreek Hill's house just caught on fire. Waddle's banged up. Who else? Mostert's banged up. The Dolphins are just – I love the Dolphins all year, and they get to December, and they just turn into a mash unit. Buffalo, like, I know. The game last week was a little tight. Belichick on the road.
Well, that's the way they're playing football now. They're running the ball, and they're not throwing it much.
Yeah, you can't – you kind of got to – like, I like the Bills winning these closer games more than – Josh Allen throwing for 440 and four touchdowns. And then the next week, he throws four interceptions. I like this Bills team getting gritty and playing defense and running the ball.
Well, that's why I took them at 3.5 to 1 to get in the playoffs 5 weeks ago.
What a play. Congrats.
But now it comes down to this, you know. So I'm not touching the game because I have a future on them to get in the playoffs.
I mean, you
so
could,
that's
you
pretty
could,
much my bet for this week.
You could hedge, but you're not a huge hedge guy, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was $250. I could hedge. I could hedge easy because I got the dog on the other side.
Yep.
I'm guaranteed, basically. So you know what? I probably will hedge.
There you go.
Because I got 3.5 to 1. If it was even money or double money now. So yeah, thanks for talking me into that. So at least I get my, and I might get a little bit extra because I'll play the 3.5 or 4 and try to double dip it. See if I can get a Bills win, but they win by 3. So thank you for that.
That would be a nice thread of the needle there.
Yeah, so we'll do that. I'm gonna do that. I'll put 300 because I had 250 on the Bills at almost 4-1. I'll do that. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that.
No problem.
But yeah, this game is gonna be a tough game. It's gonna be a tight game, just because of the way the Bills are playing now. So yeah, I like the game, man. This is a Sunday night.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, of course they wouldn't want to go against the national championship game. Yeah, big game. And I think if the Bills get in the playoffs, you can get them right now. But see, they got to get in. You can get them right now still at 4-1 to win the AFC. I think if they get in the playoffs, they have a shot. Them and the Browns, to me, have shots if you like, you know, the odds. Mm-hmm. It could be the good old Chiefs again, and it could be Lamar and them. But, you know, this is the playoffs, man. When the Bills are on the ball, they made this change. They got rid of the offensive coordinator about 4 weeks ago. You and I talked about it, and man, they just look like a different team. They're willing to run the ball, punt the ball. Man, I like them so much better in this situation. It's almost like a Jim Tressel offense, you know?
But they're playing playoff football. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And they haven't done this. They haven't done that. We haven't seen a Bills team. And let's be honest, they get to the quarterback as good as anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they're sack machines. So, yeah, I hope the Bills win. And if they do get in, I think they're dangerous at 4-1 to win the AFC.
All right, the rest of the schedule, like I said, Bucks at Panthers at 1 o'clock.
Hey, so are you giving the Bills out on that pick?
Yeah.
Lock it up.
Jets at Patriots. Nobody's gonna watch
that. Might be the worst game on the board. Who wins that one? Hey, if I lined your family up and there was a guillotine to cut off their heads, I hate to say this. Belichick. Who are you picking? Who are you picking in that game?
Belichick.
Are you for his last game, huh?
Well, he just hates the Jets. he loves to beat the Jets.
Are you gonna get me betting this shit game?
No. I'm just
I kind of want to bet it now.
Go ahead.
So mom and pops are on the line, firing line.
Yep.
You're right, though. Is this his last game? It is, right?
I don't know if it's his last.
No, didn't Kraft say they're moving on?
That's
not official.
That's speculation.
Okay. Well, it's a loser bowl because I think Saul is gone. The sexiest coach in the NFL, bub. I don't know. New York's woke. They'll probably keep him.
I'm throwing out another play right here.
All right.
Jacksonville's at Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Titans plus the 3.5 and giving it as a play.
You know what? I don't hate it. I'll make it 4. Is it 3.5?
Yeah.
I'll make it a flat 4. You know how I am with the push. But they play good at home.
Well, this seems like the classic, like Vrabel gets the guys up and they ruin somebody's season. He does a couple times a year when they're not a playoff team. So,
what do you think if the Jags win this game? They're talking about getting Christian Kirk back, which is to me, it's killed their offense without him because you put him with Ridley and Ingram, and then you got ATN. I think Kirk is the glue for their offense. Yeah. Are they back? Because I have a ticket at 16-1. You and I liked it early in the year before it started.
It looked great until it started getting cold and they got beat up.
And they did the opposite of what they did last year where they were winning all these games. So if they do win, though, and get in, are they dangerous?
They probably will be, but if they get in, Jackson will be the team I'm chasing in the playoffs. I'll never be able to get them right this year. So take the Titans pick with a grain of salt.
No, I know. If you like it, I'll make it plus 4. It'll probably go down the wire, won't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be sticky.
Hey, does Henry score a touchdown?
But do you want to lay what you know?
No. Henry usually get a good deal. He's anywhere from minus 110 to 125. It's not sometimes he's 150.
Mm-hmm.
But I could parlay it with the 4 or maybe make it 5 with him with the touchdown. I might do that. I like that. But if the Jags get in though, watch out.
Yeah. So I got Lions. Titans, Bills is my 3 NFL plays. Real quick though, Dallas at Washington. That's a 13-point spread.
Yeah, these screw that game.
425 games, by the way.
Ron Rivera's gone.
Chiefs at the Chargers. Chargers 3.5-point favorites.
Hey, you got to lean into that. They'll find a way to win. Take the Chargers.
Broncos at the Raiders. Now this, I think, I don't
Yeah.
actually, I think the Broncos still alive.
They are with the backup quarterback with the old Auburn Tiger.
Jared Stidham, but they're 2.5 point dog at Vegas. I think the Broncos might find a way to win that game. So
You know what? That's a game where if you could get it on a live bet at +3.5 or more, I would take a shot just because they got a win to get in.
Well, and
And it's
I do like what Antonio Pierce has done with the Raiders. Don't
oh,
get me
he's done a
wrong.
great job. They choked up last week,
They
but yeah,
did.
he's done a. I like what you and I were texting. I like what you said. Give him a 1 year deal. Give him a 1 year deal and see if he can do it again. And if he can, then yeah.
Giving the prove it deal, and
Yeah.
you might find the next really good NFL head coach. You
Hey,
never know.
that was great advice. 'Cause then you can find out if it's just a morale thing or if the guy really can coach these guys up and they believe in him. They should have did the same thing with the coach that they fired with the with Carolina last year. They should have did the same thing with him. You know, you come in a shit situation and you save a little face, give him another chance.
I agree. Giants 5 and a well, it's just a flat five. Giants a 5 point home dog
Yeah,
hosting the
Barkley scores two
Eagles.
touchdowns that game.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, okay. And then
Yep.
final game, Seahawks 2.5 point road favorites at Carolina. See, I wanted to take the Cardinals initially.
I do. I like the Cardinals.
Do you still? Because I'm a little worried that they'll be trendy because they beat the Eagles on the road last week. But Seattle, I mean, Seattle's still alive. They need to win and get some help.
And Seattle, and hey, let's be honest, Seattle's could be a scary team if they get in. I think Seattle's rush defense is absolutely horrible.
It's
So
bad.
what I like in this game, if we're betting, and you know what? I'm glad you brought this game up because there's some value in some of these games.
James Conner?
Love James Conner. You always get him at +120 or
Yeah.
130 every week. I don't know why they give him at +123, 120, 130 every week because he finds the end zone. James Conner for a touchdown. I love that. I like the Cardinals team total 22.5 over. I'm giving that out as a play. They're going to put some points on the board. Seattle's gives up rushing, man. You can rush on these guys. If you're just pure passing, that's when they're okay. But if you can run the ball, and the Cardinals do run the ball, go look what Connor did last week.
Steelers bullied them last week in
Yeah,
their
and
own
they, oh yeah,
house.
they bludgeoned them. I can see Seattle winning barely and maybe have a shot at the playoffs. But I like the team total for the Cardinals, and I definitely like the Connor touchdown. So those are two official plays.
All right, let's do like 10 minutes of college basketball and we'll get out
Yeah,
of
let's
here.
do it, Bub. I like this because I'm starting to lock into college basketball.
I wrote down and I didn't share these with you pre
Okay.
because I wanted your raw reactions. I got a final four, first four, whatever,
All right.
pack of questions for you about just college basketball.
All right.
Now you don't have to give every team or what, but question one, I'll ask us both this because I wrote down my answers. Who is on your board regularly in college basketball right now? Like you don't have to give out your
Yeah.
best two teams, but who are you looking at the schedule every night? I mean, you know how it goes. You're looking at the schedule every night and you're like,
Well, see,
they're playing. What number am I catching?
I'm an underdog better.
You are.
So I don't really care about blue bloods. I really hate them. I hate
Well,
and I hate blue bloods in football too. I'm a dog guy. I'm a MAC guy. I like the MAC. I like small conferences. I like the underdog.
Missouri Valley's a great
So.
league.
Huh? Well, there's teams that I like betting, and I think some of the teams you like. I like Drake.
Yep.
You got me hooked on Drake. I like Drake. I like Utah State.
All tough, always tough at home. Don't matter
What?
who's coaching, who's playing. Utah State's always a
I
tough
like
son of a
them.
bitch at home.
I like what JMU's doing.
They could shoot the rock.
They can shoot, yeah, and eventually they're going to lose a game. Right now, I think they're undefeated going into tonight. They're going to lose a game, but yeah, I like the way that they're playing. They can score. There's probably a I like St. Bonnie's, St. Bonaventure.
I've had a good year, yep.
Yeah, I like the way they play. So yeah, there's some teams out there I like. I think I like the way Ohio State's playing right now. Ohio State, they're winning close games, which I like. I loved Illinois until the kid got in trouble for rape. Is he out for the year? Or are they just waiting to find out what happened?
I think they're letting it kind of play out. They haven't really announced
well, I tell you what,
anything other than the notice of he was getting charged with it. The school did say,
well,
yeah,
if they get him back for some reason, this team is a Final Four team, and you can get him at 15-1 right now. I love him.
I don't think they're getting him back, though.
Well, even without him, they're still good.
They are. They're probably to me like Sweet 16 at best with the current roster. They get Terrence Shannon back. Yeah, they're back in the Final Four conversation.
Well, I like FAU. Now, FAU's took some bad losses this year, mm-hmm. but when they play against, if you go look at their record, when they play against good teams, they play up. It's weird. When they play against some bad teams, they play down.
They kind of struggled with East Carolina the other night.
They did, and then they took an L coming off the holiday to a four Gulf Coast.
Yeah, but that was off of almost right after a huge win against Arizona.
Yeah, they had the huge win against Arizona. So they're a team. I think they have great value to get in the Final Four this year again. Last year they were 52-1. What I had them at on $100 bill. You're not getting that. I got them at 12-1 again, but they're at about 8-1 right now. They got eight guys that played on that team last year. I love FAU. They don't play the best defense, but man, they can score. They got the big Russian in the middle. So I still like FAU. I like Memphis. I like the way Memphis is playing.
Of course, they're two in the same.
Yeah, do you? Mm-hmm. What do you like about them? And do you like the way Hardaway has them playing?
They're freaky, man.
They are freaks.
That's the one thing Penny has kind of got consistent since he's got the Memphis.
Yeah, he's got the athletes.
They got dogs every year down there.
Yep, I agree.
But they're kind of a smart basketball team too.
And yeah, they are. They're not trying to run you off the court.
No, but they can jump. They're physical. They rebound. I like them.
Is this maybe one of his better teams?
Yeah, I think this is
an all around team.
I like the one 2 years ago that had Jalen Duren on the inside, and they took Gonzaga to the brink in the second.
Oh
round.
Man, that was such a great game.
But I think this team's a little better. Probably not the name brand
as
the team a couple years ago. But yeah, I like this team.
You know who else is tough? Dayton. Dayton's tough.
Yeah.
They got that Holmes.
Jerron Holmes.
That kid's a legit NBA kid. They're tough, man. They got three or four guys. You got Carolina. You got Duke. I still like Miami, Florida. You know, they lost Miller. Was it Miller? Is that the other guard that scored 24 last year? Big time guard. Anyway, they brought in another kid, Cleveland, from FSU. And they're not deep. They play five guys and two guys off the bench. But, man, they still got the big boy, the power forward. I still like Miami, man. What do you think about Purdue? Because Purdue got the big retard in the middle, but they always let you down, don't they?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, he is what he is. He's a freak.
Purdue didn't make my list. I mean, they probably should, but
to me, they gas out in the Elite Eight, Final Four, don't they?
Yeah, but I kind of like – I think it all depends on how their guards play.
Yeah, yep.
Like last year, the guards let him down in the NCAA tournament.
You still like UConn?
I'm worried about Klingon's lower body. I'm worried about his foot, his knee.
Yeah,
but I UConn has that look to him.
Hard to repeat though, right?
Yeah, I usually fade the defending champ. I like so I got two mid majors. Wrote down. My teams would be Princeton. I've been on Princeton all year. I think if they get in, they'll make noise again like they did last year.
Yeah.
And I like Indiana State.
I tell you what, they put some points on the board last night. Mm-hmm. I thought about taking their team total. That team could score.
Mm-hmm. I like the Sycamore. So, and then I wrote down Memphis, and I wrote down Kentucky as kind of my favorite big team I've looked into this year, like the bet on.
Do you think Arizona will be like they always are, where they let you down?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think about like Marquette? A lot of hype on Marquette.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Villanova.
No, no Jay Wright, no bet.
What about Providence if they get into play in tournament? Could they win a couple games?
I think they just had Thornton out for the year. They
lost. Oh, geez.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they took a L last night to Seton Hall.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a team you could kind of talk me into a little bit.
You got to get on a win streak to get into this tournament because they, you know, they've lost.
They could be a sneaky double digit seed, and once they get in, if they get in,
yeah. What do you think about Washington and Oregon? I think they play tonight.
Honestly, I haven't paid. I think the Pac-12 kind of stinks. I think the whole West Coast stinks outside.
Yeah, Gonzaga definitely doesn't feel like they have been.
St. Mary's also is bad, or not what they usually are. Yeah. But the Mountain West is awesome. Colorado State's
Colorado State, Nevada.
You've mentioned Utah State.
Yeah.
San Diego State could get back to the Final Four.
Is that the sneaky division this year?
Yeah. Who else? Go try to win a game at Wyoming. That's a tough place to play, man.
Yeah, like, it is.
That's a damn good basketball league this year.
Yeah. They're actually fun to watch this year.
Mm-hmm.
The top teams are. I've watched a lot more Mountain West than I have in a long time. What do you think about the MAC?
It's the MAC.
One team will get in.
One team will get in and they'll probably get beat. Like, there's not even the team that you're like, you know what? If they get in.
I like Youngstown State. I don't know if they win the Horizon.
That's another league it's almost a curse to be like a top three seed in the conference tournament of the Horizon. It's usually like the 7 seed against the 5 seed in the tournament championship game.
Yeah.
But it's a good league. Like, there's a lot of quality teams in the Horizon.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. There are. And some of those teams can put some points. They usually have a couple good guards. I'm excited, man. I just started watching the basketball and getting back into it. I'll tell you this. I'll give you a couple things I like, and maybe you give me a couple things you like. Do you have any futures? Because I have a couple futures.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you have any – you got any conference futures you like, or Final Fours?
Well, I like Florida Atlantic to get into the Final Four. I got them at 12-1. It's 8-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a team you could put a ticket on. I like Miami Final Four again. Could happen. You can get it right now about 10-12-1. But I like them to win the ACC again. For them to win the ACC, I found it at 5-1. I got it at 7-1, but now I see 5-1. I think the Hurricanes they're in it, man. I like them 5-1 to win the ACC. I like St. Bonds 3-1 to win the Atlantic. Was it 10 or 12 now? What do they call it?
It's still the A-10.
Okay, the A-10. I think Dayton should be the favorite, which they are, but at plus 300, I like St. Bonnie's. I like Utah State at 10-1 to win the Mountain West. Now, all those teams, I think, are great. Colorado State and San Diego State. But, 10-1, I'll take a shot at the Aggs. I like – you know what I like in the Pac-12s? Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Stanford, 25-1. They're probably not going to win it, but, man, they got a lot of seniors. Have you watched them play at all?
They can fill it up.
They just beat Arizona, and last night they beat UCLA. UCLA, too many young guys on their team. Mm-hmm. Different team. Probably his worst team he's ever had, the old Cincinnati coach. But, yeah, I like Stanford 25-1. Final Four, and I like Illinois Big Ten. I like Ohio State Big Ten. You can get both of them at 9-1. Because, I think Purdue probably wins it, but I'm not laying minus 200. Who would you take in the Big Ten?
I like Wisconsin.
Do you? Well, they got good value too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're 5-1 or something.
I'm seeing some 7-1 still in the market.
Ooh. What do you like about them?
They're athletic, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing a Wisconsin team be athletic, but they
you know what though? I should look more into them because I'm leaning Ohio State winning these close games. Well, and I'm leaning Illinois.
They're old still. Like, Wisconsin's got some guys that's played a ton of basketball, but tough home building to go in and try to win. I like.
What's
that
their record right now?
I think they've lost two, maybe one. They beat Marquette in the non-conference already.
Big Ten, have they lost yet or no?
I don't think so.
Really? You're gonna have me looking up the Badgers now.
Yeah, but I think they've only played probably.
Yeah,
they beat Iowa the other night by double digits.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did
Put up 80 points.
They beat Michigan State on the road.
Really?
Yeah. So they're 2-0 in Big Ten play.
Are you going to have me root for Bucky the Badger?
They got two losses. They lost to Tennessee, second game of the year.
Okay. Then, Tennessee's not bad.
Then Arizona beat them by 25. Neutral okay, site, well, but it was in Phoenix, so it was kind of
a yeah. But those are matchups where, yeah, they can get bad. You got me looking at him. Thanks for that. I didn't even think about Bucky because I was locked in too much on Illinois.
I got a 9-1 I like in the ACC right now. That's Virginia.
Who's that?
It's Virginia.
Yeah, I hate that.
Tony Bennett. That's kind of
he's been there.
Yeah, that they take the regular season more serious than.
You know what? I don't mind that either. I'm going to tail that with my Miami. I'm going to do that because I'm not – I mean, Duke and Carolina could do it, but that's the easy way out.
Yeah, well, here's another easy one I wrote down.
Who?
Was Kansas at plus 230 because Houston's the favorite. They're also 2-1. When do you get Kansas in the Big 12?
I like that. Yeah. Now, I'll admit, I mean, Houston, they've done such a good job with their program.
Oh, they're awesome. Again.
Yeah. But plus 200 on Kansas. You never get that, ever.
No.
Do you like their team enough or no?
Yeah, they were preseason number one. I just think they got a little
– slow start?
They're not really a slow start. I just think Purdue's kind of played way better than anybody in the country. So,
yeah.
Like Kansas lost the number one ranking. And they took
oh, my
it out
gosh. You're going to have me drain my whole checking account on these futures, man. Because
I like Kentucky plus 545 right now in the SEC, but that's another one that's a blue blood. But it kind of feels valuey. But the SEC is going to be a knockdown drag out again.
That's why I think the SEC you could throw money on six teams. I mean,
how about this long shot here?
All right,
Ole Miss is 19-1.
I mean, beginning of the year they look like a tough team.
Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Excellent
yeah.
coach.
The maybe old not, Texas guy.
Maybe not the best guy in the world, but
a great
basketball coach.
Oh, great coach. I always forget he's there, and you always remind me, and I always forget. Mm-hmm. And they got him at what?
Plus 1,900.
And what's their record?
I don't think they've lost yet. I think they're one of the unbeatens left.
They're worth the $50 bill to me, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
I mean, they're down here. They're not at the bottom. But
now, what kind of players do they have? Did they keep some kids from the last team, or did he bring a bunch of transfers in?
Mixture.
Okay. And the old coach they had, he wasn't bad, right?
Kermit Davis?
Yeah.
Or not Kermit Davis. Was it? Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. The old white guy.
Andy, what's his last name? He coached at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Well, that might have been that. Maybe I'm getting them flip flop. Maybe Kermit Davis just.
I think
lost
you're right
the job.
About Kermit. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but they're in the. If you look at the board right here, Arkansas and Mississippi State's both 16-1. I like both those teams.
I can't trust those teams.
But Ole Miss is just right under them, and
you know what though? I can take that risk though, just because of the coach and the value. 19-1. If I lose that, I lose it. But if I hit that, I like it. Are they playing the same kind of D and that same physical ball?
Yeah, that's Chris Beard to a T.
Yeah, I love that.
And then last conference one I wrote down, Creighton in the Big East. I don't trust them.
I don't either, but they can win it.
But nearly 5-1.
Well, I would lean if you're not, I say I'm on UConn. I think UConn wins it again. But you're not on UConn.
UConn didn't win the Big East last year, Mark.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because last year, what's it called, won it, didn't it?
Marquette was the number one seed in the Big East.
Well,
tournament.
Do you think Marquette wins again? Because they're the second odds on the board, right?
Yeah, they'll have a chance. But I just.
But they're not even plus 200, are they?
Yeah, they're 2-1. Marquette is
okay. Well, I wouldn't mind Marquette at 2-1, but you're saying
UConn's plus 195, though. I mean,
yeah. But I forgot, you're right, though. I forgot Marquette won it, and then they.
I'm just saying Creighton's plus 45. I think Creighton is as good as Marquette. a little bit better than Villanova, not as good as UConn, but I think all four of those teams you can just kind of throw in the mix.
Yeah. My Xavier Musketeers are too young, bub.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Yeah, but I think Marquette will probably win it, if not UConn.
Okay, two more things real quick to get to. Final four long shots. I'll give you mine, then I will let you on the floor. Right here, Memphis is 12-1 to get to the final four.
Are you sure that it's just 12-1?
Yeah.
Okay, I found them at Caesars at 30-1.
That might have been to win the national championship.
No. This is getting the final four.
All right. Well,
yeah. I mean, these books get weird with it. You can shop around. I'm telling you, you can get some good. That's why I got Miami last year 20-1, and I hit. I shopped it around. Everybody else had them at 15-1. So yeah, I like Memphis. Like that one. Definitely, I'll put some on that.
Well, okay. DraftKings has it at 15-1.
Yeah, good as Caesars.
I'm scrolling through these
because books. That's a big deal on a $100 bill. You're talking about $1,500 difference. Maybe I'm crazy. I was at, you know what? Go to Rivers. It was at the Rivers.
Yeah, FanDuel has it 11-1. Let's see. Memphis at Caesars is 12-1 to make the Final Four. ESPN bet 12-1. Rivers. Yeah. Rivers ain't popping up, unfortunately. Well, I'll always shop around. But I
keep talking, baby, because I'm looking this one up. Go ahead.
I put Memphis down, and then I put Ole Miss down. I did, and I don't expect them to. But let's see. MGM has them plus 2,500. DraftKings, let's see, plus 2,800. Where are we at here? Well, I just clicked back to the consensus line on Action Network.
Hey, Tyler, you're right. Memphis at Rivers, 15-1.
Yeah, you must have been looking at national title odds.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But still, 15-1, I love it.
Yeah. So those would be my two, you know, Memphis, sort of a long shot, I guess. I mean, they're not in the top 10 on the odds board in an old
list. Yeah.
And then real quick, a long, long shot. You like Drake, don't you?
Yeah, it's about 100-1, isn't it?
I'm seeing ESPN Bet has it plus 7,300 to make the Final Four.
Yeah.
That's
a ticket. I wouldn't mind. Just to have it.
Plus 9,500 on FanDuel.
So a $10 bill give me $950.
It's actually plus 6,000, only plus 6,000 at DraftKings. So the market, obviously, markets really vary.
Yeah, I don't mind that. What do you think about like out of the Mountain West? Who would you take a shot at?
I think you got to go San Diego State again.
Yeah,
even though they just got there last year, but that Ladie guy, the big.
He's legit.
A monster year this year. Monster.
He's six, good.
They're 16-1. So they're in that Memphis range.
Would you like to have like a little of that with a little Memphis?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you another team that we kind of like just because they're just physical and they're in the weight room. Clemson's 15-1.
Yeah, I like them, but last night, man, I was disappointed.
I bet Miami.
Yeah,
like, they're getting 2.5 at home. I thought they were going to win the game. It didn't start out great.
I
should have double dipped at halftime, but I just let it ride.
I was with you. That was a great play you did last night. I think if they win that game, I'm really on Clemson instead of Miami.
Yeah,
but I think Clemson definitely has some height. So what are they?
They're 15-1 to make the Final Four.
I don't hate that. Well, those 15-1s can hit the board, man.
Yeah, it varies.
Yeah, I like all those. I still like FAU 8-1. If you can you see any FAU at 10-1 or more?
Plus 750 at DraftKings.
Yeah, I still like FAU. I think they play up in competition, and I still like Miami. I think Miami's still good enough. I don't know if they got to get the right path, but they're what 10-1.
MGM's got an almost 850 for FAU.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus 950 on FanDuel. Almost 10 yeah. on there.
So. What about the what are the Buckeyes? And Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 15-1. 17-1. Let's see where Ohio State is.
So you're gonna have me have
Ohio
all
State, Ohio State's 20-1 in most.
You're gonna markets. Have me. You're gonna have me have tickets on all these teams. I usually right. stick with four teams. I like that. I like the value here. Well, now, what about Michigan State? You think you have any feeling about them or no?
I don't like them. They're no. still like 7-8-1 in these markets. Though that's
yeah.
kind of wild to me. But
yeah, well, you know, it's is though.
It is.
Yeah. And in Virginia?
I never like Virginia in the tournament, though.
No,
I like them in the
their style
season.
Play. They get knocked out by a 15 seed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about any of the other teams like Texas A&M?
A&M's got some value.
Yeah, I think they do.
14-1 in some yeah. markets, 15-1.
Yeah.
Buzz, I mean, he's never been a Final Four coach, but.
No,
Buzz has went on some tournament runs.
And yeah, he can win you a couple games, and it's yeah. These are all about when you get a 15-1 or anything over 10-1. It's hedge time, baby. You just want to get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and then it's go time, baby.
Yep.
So, what about Tennessee? No.
I like Tennessee. I think they're that transfer guy. I forget his name. He's gave a little more punch and athleticism. They're still Tennessee. Like, they're still yeah. going to beat the shit out of you. But I worry about them making shots against somebody in the tournament.
Yeah, it's certain teams, man, if they're not hot, they're going to get booted out. That's one thing I like about Florida Atlantic. They can score with you. So, yeah.
Also, BYU's, like, way valued up in these markets.
Yeah.
They're always good. But
yeah.
I think the Big 12 might just tank their odds. Like I think they're gonna start catching some L's here.
Now, yeah.
At home, they got a nice home arena, tough to win at.
What's
I think it's what, a step up for them.
What's JMU's?
Oh Jesus. I gotta be kind of buried.
Is that the 30-1 maybe I thought Memphis was?
Probably. Uh-huh. Let's see here. I'm seeing FanDuel has it plus 7,000, 70-1. let's see. They're plus 5,800 on MGM, DraftKings, where are they at here?
Yeah.
Plus 5,000.
Them or Drake, I wouldn't mind having a ticket.
Right.
Because what did Drake won a game last year, didn't they?
I don't think so. I think they lost.
Ah. All right, man. Thanks for bringing that up because I'm starting to get geeked up and definitely can't wait to watch your Wolverines play Monday night, man.
Oh, one more thing. I got two title futures I like.
Well, who you got? Because I don't bet titles, but who you like?
I like Houston at 11-1. Just feels like they've knocked around the tournament. Last few years, and
hey, and the Rangers won the World Series. I don't mind that.
And their little experience. I like Cryer, the transfer guard.
Yeah.
He could score, bail them out. And then I like Kentucky at 25-1. I know Cal lets you down in the tournament, but I don't know.
Lately,
the value. I like it right now. Also, hey. I hate North Carolina. But man, I kind of like the way North Carolina's been playing over late. So,
well, Carolina's one of those teams where Carolina and Duke are one of those teams. If they get in, they make a run. You kick yourself because
Duke's playing well right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they could eat both of those teams easily to be Final Four.
Yeah, you feel like an idiot when they do well in the tournament. You're like,
yeah,
it's so obvious.
Well, that's the one thing. And look with Miami the last year and. To me, you always got – if you're doing Final Fours, you always got to throw an ACC team in there. If it's Duke, North Carolina, whoever. You just mm-hmm. – Virginia, Miami. The ACC is the ACC, man. I just feel like you always got to find a team, whatever the team is, the ACC, and ride them out to the Final Four. Maybe get a champion out of them.
Yeah.
So, that's just history, you know. And I think, you know, you could do that same with Kansas. I think Kansas is always the team that you can you kind of just pencil them in and in the tournament every year. So, yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. So.
All right, man. Well, rate, review, subscribe. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook at PodcockPcast. I guess it's X now, but whatever. Available on all major and minor podcasting platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, we are there. So on all audio mediums. But anyway, got any famous last words, dude?
No, man, I don't, but I know what you're going to say. I want to hear it, and I want to hear it loud. Hey, and I want to say this before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh listened to your challenge last week.
Oh, he's getting challenged again. He's getting challenged, Jim. Listen, a lot of people said it couldn't be done. You couldn't win a playoff game. You know what I'm thinking? I don't know if you have it in you to win the national championship game. To win a championship game. Go out and fucking win a championship game. I triple dog dare you, Jim Harbaugh. Go blue.